Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and welcome to Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Shoes. Who is here ready to clear those emotional and mental hurdles out of their life and achieve their fitness and wellness goals? Not only just achieve them, but do it with confidence and ease. Well, I'm your host, Andrea Kao, and I want to help you reach your health and wellness goals with that confidence and ease. What I love most about health and wellness goals are making it easier than you think it needs to be and helping you build a solid foundation that you can always challenge yourself just enough to make you wonder, is this really possible? But then realize immediately after you ask yourself that, I got this. No problem. So here's what I want to know. What inspires you? How do you get motivated? Why do you set the goals that you do? Who do you want to be throughout the entire process? When do you want to get started? So if you have anything that you'd like to share around this, call me. The number you could reach me at is 646-716-9397. So you could share your story, ask me any questions, confront me with some of the challenges that you have to see what's going on, or whatever else you may want to about your mindset around health and wellness, and see how you can be on your way to success for both mind and body. So some of the great things that we get to do here on the show is cover the various aspects of health and wellness. Whether you're just a beginner who's starting it out, looking for a way to even get into a healthy regime, or someone who already has one but wants to take it to that next level and be someone who can challenge yourself a little more than what you've been used to, you've hit that plateau. You don't know where else to go. Or maybe there's a competition you want to get involved in, get a PR, do something a little bit better than what you've done the last time. Or even if you're an elite athlete who wants to stay at the top of your game, who just wants that additional piece that it may be missing from your normal routine of skill and practice and understanding and reading, there's just one little extra aspect that you can get. You can get many opportunities to listen to the various tips you can implement into your life the day the show is on. So what I want you to do is definitely call up. Again, the number is 646-716-9397. Or even if you're a member of Blog Talk Radio, you have the opportunity to join me in a chat. I'll read your question out loud and then answer it as soon as possible. So there are a couple different ways you could reach us here, and I would love to hear from you today. So let's get started, and today what we're going to really focus on is mindset. And I'm going to show you how everything that I just mentioned before about how every aspect of the game can really change with just a few implemental possibilities the moment this show ends. And you know what the other great thing about it is? It doesn't matter what level you're at, all of you can apply it in the same way to achieve what it is you want to achieve. So I want to show you how we get started. So let's think of it this way. And you know what I would like for you to do before I do get started, as I slowly talk? I want you to get a pen and paper and start writing this stuff down. Because it's great, you could listen to the show and you could listen to everything that goes on here, but until you put yourself into place and where it is in your mind you want to be. So we'll go back to those five questions I just asked before, and I want you to write them down. What inspires you? How do you get motivated? Why do you set the goals that you do? Who do you want to be throughout the entire process? And when do you want to get started? And the answer to number five is today. So I'm going to tell you right off the bat that no matter what you think it is, it's today. It's not Monday when you get to start all over and have a diet and ask yourself the questions about, well, what is it that I really want to do? Today you're listening, and so today you're going to start making decisions and changes in your life that are going to allow you the opportunity to move forward and reach your goals with ease. So, what is it about inspiration that makes you think you want to do something? There are TV shows like The Biggest Loser that we watch or Extreme Weight Loss, and these are all great shows. You hear about other people's stories, and they're so inspirational. Maybe you have friends on Facebook who always tell a story of their own battles that they're dealing with and the demons of what it is, and you say, thank God, I'm not the only person out there. And the thing that is so wonderful about this is no matter what you're feeling or thinking, you are not the only person out there. You're not the only one in a situation as much as you'd like to think you are. So when you see those other stories and you hear of great success, write down what is it about their success that inspires you. Is it the fact that they took this journey on and overcame all the obstacles? Are you inspired by what the trainers say on these shows? Are you inspired by seeing the tears, the emotions, the mindset, the fights, the arguments, and say, I could never deal with someone like that, but you know what? I would love to have somebody on my side pushing me through each little situation that I'm going through. Inspiration, just watching someone go from being in an oversized clothing into something that's small. Is it being in Wonderland? You know, a weight goal that you have that you hear people get to? So if you see what inspires you and you write down all the different things, my next question that I had asked is, what gets you motivated? How are you going to take that inspiration you see and get yourself motivated to do something about it? And what is that motivation that you have? Is it to hit a weight? Is it to hit a fitness goal? Is it to hit a size that you'd like to fit into? Is it about getting a PR in a race? For those of you who don't know what a PR is, a personal record or a personal best, or something that you want to attain that you that's been out of your grasp. What do you need to help keep that motivation there? So the question comes down to, with the motivation, is your mindset. You have to understand why. Why are you motivated to do this? How do you talk about what it is you want to do? Is your message inspiring to others? Is your message one that motivates others just as much as it motivates yourself? If you're talking to somebody and you're saying, yes, I want to lose 50 pounds in 3 months and I have to eat a salad every single day and I have to get to the gym and work out 90 minutes a day and I have to do this and I have to do that. If I don't do this, how is that motivating every time you say, I have to? So think about motivation in terms of, what do you want? What is going to get you to want to achieve that goal? How do you want to achieve that goal? How do you want others to view you as you're working your way towards that goal? Because what you end up finding sometimes is you're completely motivated and so excited that you're starting on a journey to personal health and wellness. And then you have people that challenge the idea. And if you listen to what they say to you, it has an impact. And what kind of impact do you want others to have on you? So if you're inspired by the success of others, how are you motivated by what others say to you? So So there are times that you want that motivation. You want people to encourage you. Of course you do. You're off on doing something that's really hard. So there's no way that you're going to not listen to what when people tell you how wonderful, how they're behind you, and they ask you how can they support you and how could they be there for you. But if you have the person that's picking out every little thing that they don't think you should be doing and it starts weighing down on you, what happens when you start listening to that? Or the other individual who says to you, that's crazy, why would you want to do that? That's just stupid. And you let that sit in your head. Why would I want to do this? Well, you need to be able to shut that out, because what it is for you is you want to shut it out. So I find myself, and I'm catching myself saying you need to, and the truth is you don't need to do anything. You do whatever you want to do. And when you want to, and your mindset is about what you want to do, you will achieve your goal with ease, with confidence, because you want to challenge yourself to the next level. So it really asks you, then why is this your goal? If you've set it, how are you getting motivated to do it? You've been inspired by something. Now you're motivated to do something. Well, why are you setting this? Is it for you or is it for others? And that's really a big factor when it comes to the goals that we set. Are we trying to prove something? And if we are, who are we trying to prove it to? If they are the detractors from our lives who do nothing but make us feel bad about ourselves and the choices that we make, or challenge us in a way that puts us down, if you're going out there to prove them wrong that you could do something, how is that a great goal for you to feel better about yourself? If your goals that you set are primarily focused about what you want in life for you, how you love to have that energy inside of you, how you enjoy waking up and not feeling in pain, how you don't have aches or any issues with sleeping, if you want to be able to walk a block without having to worry if you have to catch your breath, if that's where you are in the very beginning of your process, then the goal for you is about what you want. I want to be able to walk a block without having to worry about catching my breath. I want to be able to be in a regime that is going to have me feeling good when I wake up in the morning. I want to do something that is going to make me look forward to each day and each challenge I get, because when I look back, it's something that I've accomplished that I couldn't do before. And it's the same thing. So say you're taking your game to the next level. What is it that you want to accomplish, and how are you going to challenge yourself? Now, I'll use the example of you're a runner. And you have a certain, you do a 5K, which is 3.1 miles, and you do a race. And you find yourself hovering around the same exact time over and over and over again. And you're wondering, what is it that I'm not doing? So you find the right way of accomplishing what it is. And part of that challenge is needing to learn how to increase your speed. Maybe it's your stride. Maybe you're not in the right shoes. There are so many different factors that come around it, but now that you're aware of what it is, you now have a mindset. You have a mindset to look into each aspect of what it takes to increase your speed for running. Maybe you practice hills. Maybe you need to do some wall sits or something that's going to help strengthen your legs. Maybe it's changing your nutrition. Maybe it's adding in those speed interval workouts or tempo runs into it where you're pushing yourself harder, where normally where you feel you can't breathe, that it hurts too much, and you push through that. So then you get your PR, which could be somewhere from a minute to 2 minutes less than what it was the last time. Maybe even five, depending on what it is that you're doing. But if you're an elite athlete who's wanting to stay at the top of your game, what's your goal for being there? Is your goal for being there because you love your game and you want to be in it for as long as you can? Or is your game to be better than the other person? So you're proving to your fans, to your family, to onlookers that you're the best and you could beat this one or two individuals at whatever you do. Where is that coming from and what is it that you want? So what are those goals that you are setting as an individual to get where you want to go? Why are you setting it? How are you viewing this goal? And why is it important to you? Now, I'm not saying there's any good or bad or any decision about how you set your goals to view them in that way. No judgment whatsoever, nor should you have any judgment. If you're successful at it, it's great. You've increased your self-potential. If you did this to beat someone else, then who's going to be the next person you have to beat? If it's about showing yourself what you can do for yourself, without the involvement of anybody else's opinion, that you have enough love for yourself to take yourself to that next level, you don't need anything but that love for yourself. And it's not a difference. It is a difference between cockiness and confidence, because that cockiness is I'm better than you, and I will show you that I'm better than you. But that confidence is, I believe in myself that I can do this. The only person who's holding me back is myself. And as long as I stay in the mindset that I can't do this because someone else is better, or I'm just not good enough, or I'm not fast enough, or I'm not, you just name whatever it is, that whatever starts with I'm not, the more you stay in the mindset, the more you're not going to. But the more you start thinking about the opportunities that you can try something, you could start with one block. One block becomes a block and a half, becomes two, becomes around the block, and so on. And so that's where you start with. So I'm going to just take a quick break for now and let you soak that in while I talk about some things that are coming up. So just as a reminder, if you want to call in based on the stuff that I just talked about, give me a call at 646-716-9397, or feel free to throw a comment into the chat room. Following this show over on the Life Coach Radio Network, sorry, that's the International Life Coach Radio Network. I knew I read something wrong. At 1 p.m. is the premiere episode of Reclaim Your Health with Rachel Haviland and Genevieve Cohn. So that's on the International Life Coach Radio Network at 1 p.m. And then today, oh yeah, so what they're actually going to be talking about today is they're going to be debunking the three most common myths about cancer. So health and wellness is something that's very important, as you can see, not only to me, but to a few other hosts on this show and our different radio stations. So if you ever have anybody or know someone that's dealing with cancer, or somebody who's just about to go through some cancer treatment, or if you just have some thoughts that you've heard, it'd be great for you to tune in and learn about some of these common myths and how to debunk them. Tonight on the Life Coach chat channel is Career Talk with Trina Ramsey at 8 p.m. She wants to help you see how you can let your passion be your guide. And, you know, part of that just goes into this as well. Think about it. It's mindset. What do you want? What's your goal? How are you going to get there? What's your passion? What's your purpose? So these are some great things to tie into what we're talking about here today. So that's a great follow-up over on the Life Coach chat channel tonight at 8 p.m. I know it's career talk, but your health actually plays a big part in it, because if you're not feeling well, is it your job that's weighing you down? Is it your job that's taking away your energy? Is it your job that just makes you rather go home and sit on the couch and do nothing versus go for a walk, which would probably help give you some stress relief, or maybe even work out, or whatever it is that you choose to do, which could be a Zumba class, yoga, so many different things. But I digress, because I'm trying to share with you some of the other things that are coming up on our radio shows here. So tomorrow afternoon, 12 p.m., right here on the Life Coach Radio Network, is Train Your Brain and Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. She shows you all the possibilities there are to increase your athletic performance. And very excited for her, because she had a girls softball team that She didn't picture taking him as far, that this was going to be a rebuilding year, and she took him to the third round of the playoffs. So it was very exciting. So she's living on a good place. And you know what? As a coach, if you know anybody else who's a coach at any kind of sport, you definitely want them to tune in to her show tomorrow, again at 12 p.m. here on the Life Coach Radio Network. And just a couple of shows that are coming up next week that I don't have the specific details on what they're talking about, but just so you know, here on the Life Coach Radio Network, on Tuesday, June 17th, is New City U with Danielle Mercurio at 8 p.m. And on Thursday, June 19th, is Walk Your Talk with Leanne Parsons. So just so you know, I've had the opportunity to work with both of them, and they are both incredible people and always making me have a few aha moments whenever listening to them. So please join them as well. So getting back into this, so we talked about inspiration, we've talked about motivation, we talked about why you are setting the goals that you are. So the next thing I really want you to think about is, who do you want to be throughout this entire process? Think about that for a second. Who do you want to be? So when I say, who do you want to be, as opposed to what is it that you want to do? Do you want to be seen as the goal, or do you want to be seen as the person who's excited, who's happy, who's looking at this as a great opportunity and seeing all of the possibilities? Or are you going to be the person that's complaining the entire time while you're going through this process? Some of the things that we find as a big challenge when it comes to health and wellness goals is being okay without the instant gratification. I don't care if it's 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 50 pounds, or 100 pounds that you want to lose, or if it's somebody that wants to go from lifting 5 pounds to 10 pounds to deadlifting 120, 150, 200 pounds. It's a process. And the more you show up as frustrated, angry, questioning, trying to figure out why you can't do something right away, who are you being? Are you being someone who has a goal in mind to better yourself as an individual? Or you have a competition in mind that you have to be better than something else? The way that we learn in life is step by step. Being excited about things. And I want to take you back to the first day you tried learning how to ride a bicycle without the training wheels. It was a process. You couldn't just get on a bike the very first time and just go and ride a two-wheeler. No, you had to have those training wheels on for a long time. You had to learn how to move the pedals forward, and that if you went backwards, your brakes would go on. So then when you learned that and you took the training wheels off, someone was holding on to the back of the seat for a long time until you were ready to balance on your own. It's a process that happens, and as you're an adult and you look back in your childhood, you don't really see that process as something that took so long. So if you miss this whole journey and all you care about is the end result, you miss out on all those beautiful opportunities to see those incremental growth each time that you get to do something that you weren't able to do the day before, the week before, the month before, whatever it might be. It's the small successes that you have to allow yourself to be happy with. I can't tell you how many times that I've heard in my life an individual talk about how much weight they want to lose. And when they're not there within 3 weeks, or losing what they expect to lose in 3 weeks, that they give up on everything and on themselves. And why am I bothered doing this? Why are you? If you're going to look at it and say, why am I bothering, then why did you set that goal in the first place? I go back to asking you, what's your motivation to get there? These things take a long time. And the longer it takes, the longer the effect. So what I really want to bring across here is that this is for you. Again, everything is about you and how much you want to love yourself. and not worry about how long it's going to take, and watching those small incrementals happen and celebrating them because you're celebrating you. And each time that you celebrate it, share your celebration with others. So there is that motivation. You can inspire so many people just as you were inspired by someone else's story. We all have our own struggles, and we all have to face demons no matter what it is. But it's what path you choose to go down to get the path you choose to go down to get where you want to be is completely up to you. So love yourself or be afraid of what's not going to happen. There's two different ways you can look at it. So who do you want to be? Do you want to be the person that enjoys this whole thing, sees it as a challenge, but wants to better yourself for yourself? Or do you want to be fearful of what others are going to say if you don't get there? Just some things that you should be writing down and thinking about each time you go through this. So as I said to you before, the answer to the question, which is number 5, is when do you want to get started? So the old adage that goes, there's no time like the present. Absolutely, there's no time like the present. And if you're sitting here making the excuse, well, I have a barbecue, I have a wedding, I have a birthday party, I have a graduation party, I have all these things to go to, so I'm going to start on Monday. Well, it's the summertime, and there's always going to be something going on. So why do you choose to wait? I don't care what your breakfast was or if your lunch even included a huge bag of chips and a triple-decker sandwich or a double cheeseburger that was 2,600 calories in it alone. What are you going to do right now? What is the one thing that you're going to do that's going to change the next 24 hours of your life? I don't care if it's give up one glass of soda or shrink down to one cup of coffee. All right, maybe that's a bit of a stretch. So you go from 5 to 4 cups of coffee. So slow down with one cup of coffee. Or just take a look at what it is that you're eating. What is it that you want to do? So if your goal to start right now today is to answer those other 4 questions, that is a start today. That's how you get started. That is your mindset. You will understand why it's important to you. You will see how you view these goals and start changing your mind on how you want to view them. Because as I said before, if you're saying I have to, then you're not viewing a goal as something you desire to get to. What do you want? That's how you view your goal. What do I want? I want to lose 10 pounds. What do I want? I want a faster time. What do I want? I want to be shoot 3-pointers from around the world all day long. You know, whatever that might be, you're making a mindset change that you want to do it. And when you want to do something, you put in the effort. And the effort might be seen that I have to do something, but if it relates to that want, you want to put in this time. So remember, your goal is what you want. How to get there is how you want to achieve this goal. And also understanding why this goal is important to you, whatever it may be, the full knowledge, is it for you or is it for someone else? And that's what's most important to know. Who is your goal for? So that's what I want to leave you with today in thinking about this. So today's show is only going to be about 30 minutes because I really wanted to give you an understanding of what it is to get out of your head and into your shoes. So the whole concept is all these areas, your inspiration, your motivation, understanding what your hurdles are, trying to figure out how you're going to do this. And that is something that is so spectacular to start because then you get your game plan. So get your understanding. What inspires you? How do you get motivated? Why do you want to set these goals? And who do you want to be throughout this process? And like I said, number 5, you're starting today. So today is your first day of learning how to get out of your head. And now we're going to start focusing the rest of our show in the coming weeks, months, and years on how to get into your shoes, lace them up, and see your goal through the whole way. So again, my name is Andrea Kao. I am the owner of Run to One Coaching, and I want to give you an opportunity. If you have any questions, you can send me an email at Andrea@runtoonecoaching. That's RUNTO, the number one, coaching.com. And you can visit my website at runtoonecoaching.com. Same thing, RUNTO, the number one, coaching.com. And guess what? The same thing on Facebook or Twitter. That's how you can find me. So just a little bit about me, that I am a certified mental and emotional fitness coach is what I like to say. The whole concept about achieving goals is what I love. And I love helping people see that they are greater than they know they are. So what we're going to achieve through here is clearing those emotional and mental hurdles. So I would love to hear from you. Please send me an email and let me know what some of those challenges are, and we'll cover them on this show. So feel free to do that. I look forward to talking to you in the next coming months. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll speak with you next month.